CRIB English Radio, with you every single moment.
CRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio Calabas Lampage. Very welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom for today's discussion. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
So how Lady Fatima Zahra's lifestyle can be a model for women in today's world? Some people might say that this lady, the respected daughter of Prophet Muhammad, dates back to more than 1400 years ago. So what could be the relation, I mean, religiously speaking and in the lifestyle to today's world, and especially the status of women in today's world? Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you, brother.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, according to the question that you just put forward, that she is related to 1400 years ago.
Yes.
The point is, when we talk about a role model, we don't talk about a person who's living in our era, and she's telling us how to sit, stand. Like, the role model is not telling us how to sit, stand, and the things that we need to do or how to clothe. The main idea is that when we talk about a role model, it's the lifestyle that they're giving us, the modesty, the, you know, the macro ethics
yes.
that we need to follow. And when we see the life of the Lady Fatima, salamu alayha, yes, she is the best role model. Why? Because she was the perfect woman.
Yes.
And she was known as the master of the all women of the world.
Yes.
So when she's the master of all the women of the world in purity, in chastity, I don't know, in ethics and all those. So basically, she is a role model till the day of judgment for everyone, the way the Quran is.
Okay.
Obviously, we know that there are four ladies.
Yes.
There was Lady Asiya, the
yes.
wife of Ra.
Yes.
Lady Maryam, salamullah alayha, Lady Khadija, who
yes.
was the wife of the Prophet, the first wife,
yes.
and Lady Fatima, who's the daughter of the Prophet of Islam. So
okay.
these are the four, basically, women,
okay.
according to the Islamic traditions and Islamic teachings, who are the best ladies, best women, and the role model for all the rest of the people.
Okay.
And when we're talking about the Lady Fatima, salamu alayha, she's not just the role model for the women, but
mm-hmm.
she was a role model for the men as well.
That's right.
Because we have many traditions. For example, there is a tradition from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam,
yes.
The 12th Imam. He said that fi bint Rasulillah li uswatun hasana.
Mm-hmm.
In the life of the daughter of the Prophet, Lady Fatima,
yes.
salamu, there is a role model for me.
That's right, for us.
And there is obviously there is the things that we need to obviously explain now, how he takes her as a role model.
That's right.
For
okay.
his life.
That's right. But what made Lady Fatima Zahra prominent and outstanding, as Sayyid said, among all the men and women of all times? What were her main attributes?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, was, of course, a great lady, a prominent lady in the history. When we look at the lifestyle of Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, we can look at her lifestyle from different perspectives.
Yes.
One is, for example, moral perspective. The
yes.
other is political perspective, social or economical perspective. From different angles, we can look at her life. When it comes to her lifestyle in her family, we see that Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, was a great mother, because she trained the people or his grand or great son, like Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Lady Zainab salamullahi alayhi.
They're trained the children.
Yeah, these children of Lady Zahra salamullahi alayhi played a very great role
mm-hmm.
in the history of Islam, not only the history of Islam, history of the humanity.
Very good.
So this is the role of a great mother.
Very good.
That's why it has lots of lessons for our mothers nowadays.
Yes.
How to train, how to bring up their children.
That's right.
When it comes with her relationship to her husband, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, You see that Imam Ali is such a great person that no one except Lady Zahra could have been, let's say, a proper kind of wife for yes. such a great person.
Or maybe vice versa, because
yeah,
you know,
versa, exactly.
She was the daughter
exactly.
of Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
of course, yeah.
for example, looking for a husband, who better than... Okay,
yeah.
see, this is really...
Yeah.
Sometimes we see some couples during the history have changed the course of history.
Exactly.
Imam Ali alayhi
yeah.
salam and Fatima al-Zahra were among such couples.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think the most important aspect of the life of Lady Zahra Samullah alayha is her social and political aspect of her lifestyle. Because, you know, when it comes to political aspect
yes.
of Lady Zahra's life, we see that she supported strongly, powerfully, the leadership and the imam and this position of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. In a way that some historians and researchers are of the view that she sacrificed herself for the sake of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay.
So because of what? Because the position of Imam or the status of Amir al-Mu'mineen and this leader, divine leadership was such an important position that a great personality like Lady Zahra salamullah alayha sacrificed herself for this to protect, to preserve, to support this position.
That's right.
And when it comes to the social life of Lady Zahra Salamullah, you see that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, she were going outside the house, speaking with the people, presenting lectures, speeches among the people,
yes.
to guide the people, to teach the people. And I think this is also one of the really, really important aspect of the lifestyle of Lady Zahra Salamullah
yes.
alayha, because it shows that Lady Zahra, first of all, was a knowledgeable kind of woman.
Yes.
Because hadn't she been a knowledgeable person,
yes.
she would have not been able to support Imam Ali alayhi salam, to spread the teachings of Islam, to teach the people, to
yes.
train the scholarly figures like Imam Hassan, Imam Hussain, Lady Zainab, salamullahi alayha.
Especially after Saqifah event,
yeah,
she went to the Muhajir and Ansar,
yeah,
the gatherings over there,
yeah.
and talks about the virtues and merits of Imam
yes.
Ali alayhi salam. So she must be the best orator. I mean,
exactly,
she,
yeah.
yeah, a person who can give lecture, you know, a person
mm-hmm.
who has mastery over different fields of studies
yeah.
regarding Islamic ones, you know, and talking about the from the tongue of Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah, of course.
He is talking.
Yeah,
okay.
of course, when it comes to the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi treated and
mm-hmm.
behaved Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi,
very good.
There are great lessons for us, because it is narrated by both Sunni and Shia scholars and narrators that even when Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi was a child, was for example some 8 or 7 or 9 years old, when she was to enter the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi, it is said that the Prophet stood up
mm-hmm.
and moved towards Lady Zahra sallallahu alayhi,
okay. as a sign
and
of respect,
kissed
yes,
her
yes.
hand
yes,
and,
yes.
And brought it and seated in his position in
yes,
his place.
Yes.
This was the way that Prophet sallallahu alayhi respected Lady Zahra sallallahu
yes,
alayhi.
That's right. The high position, and
yeah,
we all know the story of the creation of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, prerequisites and the requirements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put for Prophet Muhammad as a prescription, we can say, and these necessary conditions for Lady Khadija and Hazrat Muhammad, all of them have shown of, we can say, the birth of a person who is going to change the course of history, that is Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Okay, and these are all documented in both Shiite and Sunni
yes.
references
yes.
and all. We can
what
say.
I mentioned was from
yes.
Sunni sources.
Yes, yes, authentic. They are authentic.
Yes, of course.
That's all right. Okay, what other aspects of the life of Lady Fatima can we highlight for today's world, especially for the women, how they can benefit from her character?
Well, I want to go through a list of her,
very good.
We can say, like, characteristics or virtues that she had. For example, number one, we see that she was an exemplary daughter
yes.
of a father,
mm-hmm.
where she reached to a level where Prophet said that you are Umm Abiha, you are the mother of your father. You know, the mother takes care of their children. Right?
Yes.
And if a daughter is taking too much care of the father so that he feels the love of mother from the daughter, that's the level where she was. So for our daughters who are in the home, when they take care of their parents, or the, especially fathers, obviously, we need to have a role model. And Hazrat Fatima Zahra Salaam Alayha was the role model. And there is a story, obviously, behind it, behind the when the Prophet has given.
So,
so I'm going through the list right now.
This aspect could be very much related to the daughters and the girls taking care of their parents.
Taking care of the parents, the role that they have there in the house,
so
how
important
to take care of father or mother or the rest of the house.
Good.
A loving and supporting wife. Yes. That Imam Ali said that I never heard any, you know, any word against me or anything that I have done from my wife.
Any frown even.
Any frown, yeah.
Any frown.
Anything.
From, yes.
She was a caring mother, as our brother has said.
Yes.
And on at the place of mother, I just remembered, like, you know, one of the poems, it was said in Urdu by one of our teachers. He said, Dar pe Zahra ke agar koi bhi izzat pa jaye, phir to bin mange hi dunya mein wo jannat pa jaye. صدقے کیا چیز ہے آغوش جناب زہرا اس میں پل جائے جو بچہ وہ امامت پا جائے. Now this means that you know, when you go enter into the door of the Fatima Zahra Salam Alayha, the best thing that you can take, the least thing, the minimum thing that you can take from there is that you become honorable. It gives you the honor.
Yes.
And let me give you an example about the honor, how you become honorable. That if someone is brought up in the house of Lady Fatima, they become imam. This is the least thing which a person, a boy who's been brought up in the life, in the house of Fatima Zahra Salaam Alayha, the least thing
For sure he's an imam.
Yes, for sure he's an imam.
Okay.
And the beautiful aspect is that we know that Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, according to the Sunni and Shia, there is no doubt in it, in all traditions and all the books, it is authentic that they both are the masters of the heaven.
Heaven.
And
the youth of the heaven.
Yes.
Yes.
Of the youth of the heaven.
Yes, yes.
And on the other hand, we have heard that if you want heaven, it's below your feet of your mother.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's below your feet. Okay. So the masters of the heaven, the youth of the heaven, where is their heaven? Mm-hmm. It's below the feet of the Fatima Zahra Salaam Alayha, the Lady Fatima. Right. So these are the ranks, like as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother. You know, she's a role model.
Yes.
So these are the aspects that we need to have. That when we have our mothers, if they want to train, if they want to brought up their kids, they should brought up. When Lady Fatima is giving imam, an infallible imam to the society, so the minimum thing that our sisters can do when they are bringing up their children or the sons or daughters, they should give the best people to the society. So she's a role model.
Right.
In that aspect. On the other hand, she was also well aware of her rights, and whenever necessary, stood up against for them, as brother has mentioned.
Yes.
That
especially
she knew,
about Fadak.
Yeah.
You
especially
know,
about
and, yes.
So a lady is she didn't become a victim.
Yes.
Who just remain at home
Silence.
Without saying anything
yes.
because I am a woman, I cannot raise. No, she taught us.
She raised her voice.
She raised her voice.
Injustice
and she said
time,
that, look,
right.
whenever it's injustice against you, whenever someone is taking your rights, either it's, you know, your brother, sister, I don't know, whoever is it, you need to raise your voice. You need to know how to basically raise your voice. And this shows us that, reflects that she was well known of the rights as well. She was well known of the environment of that time. And a lady should be aware of all these aspects when she's living. You know, today if we have this feminism, for example, the things that are going through the feminism.
Yes.
Why they are? Because the ladies of that time and the ladies of now, they don't know about their rights.
Yes.
And they're wrongly putting up their rights. You know, they're wrongly raising their voice. They don't know what is the right.
The
if
true
at
right.
That time, yeah,
yes.
the true right. Right.
Yes.
If at that time, the women of the in the beginning of the history, like in the West, if they could save their modesty and not become a tool of man for marketing, for sale. Now we see like all the advertisements, we have half-naked women. Sorry to say that.
Yes, yes.
You know, we have this. And if in an advertisement, in TV advertisement, either it's for a pen, maybe, I don't know, for a soap, for the pamper of the babies, every single aspect you take.
Yes.
If there is no lady in it.
Yes.
If there is no woman, and if she's not half naked, then obviously, you know, people don't see your advertisement.
Yes, that's right. This, unfortunately.
They have become a tool.
Yes.
Whereas they need to learn the lesson of chastity.
Chastity from...
Modesty.
Yes,
yes. That's especially
right.
From the Lady Fatima.
The Lady Fatima.
So our Muslim sisters and brothers, sisters especially, they should think about this, that the vest, if they're talking about being naked, or, you know, if they're saying like the freedom is being naked, that is not the freedom. The freedom is what is in line with the character of Lady Fatima, salamu alayha.
That's all right.
So these are the main things that are, you know, women can have. Lady Fatima inherited the genius.
Yes.
From the Prophet, the wisdom.
Yes.
She was a wise woman. She had the determination, the willpower that she had,
yes,
piety, patience, knowledge, nobility. We can have like many things. We
yes
can see all these things in her life. Therefore, that's... our sisters today, our daughters today, our mothers today must follow the footsteps of Lady Fatima.
That's all right.
If they want to have a good society, if they want to be the one, be mm-hmm the one who they are, basically.
Yes.
They, if they want their own entity as a woman,
yes,
they need to follow the footsteps.
And she
of
was
Lady
martyred
Fatima
for her cause, you know.
Yes.
And finally, she sacrificed all the things she had, especially her life, for her main cause, that is the Prophet life. Okay, Shaykh, anything missed about Lady Fatima? Your final
yes
remarks.
Yes, just from a moral perspective, I can mention these two
very
important
good
points regarding the personality and characteristics of Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha. It is narrated by Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, alayhi salam. He says that I was just listening to my mother during the night. She was praying.
Mm-hmm.
I listened carefully to the way that my mother was praying. Finally, I asked my mother that in the whole night you prayed, but you prayed for the others,
uh-huh,
not for yourself.
Good.
For the neighbors, for example, the relatives, the other people. Why is it such that you didn't pray for yourself? Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha said that awwal jar thumma
thumma ad-dar.
You have to give priority first to the neighbors.
To the neighbors.
Then
yes
yourself.
Then
this
yourself
is a very nice narration.
Yeah,
of
it's a lesson, you know.
A great lesson, yeah.
This is what all freedom seekers across
yeah
the world and justice seekers
yeah, yeah
have been thinking, you know.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Yes, first others, then yourself.
Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah,
if you connect the hadith of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which
uh-huh
I said in the beginning,
yes, yes,
yeah,
that in the life of the Lady of Prophet, there is a role model for me.
For me,
then
yeah
definitely he is also praying for others first.
Yes,
before
yeah
he
course
prays for the other.
Yeah.
For
okay.
For
and
himself.
The second and the last point is about this ayah in the Holy Quran, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. So Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha gave the breakfast, what they actually ate for iftar,
yes,
in Ramadan for 3 days.
Yes.
And the first day she gave it to يُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا.
Yes.
So the first day there was a poor man, a needy
yes
man, came to them and she gave the breakfast to that man. And the second day يَتِيمًا وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا.
And
the second day an orphan came.
Yes.
Yeah. But the third day is nice.
Yes.
And the third day, Asir came.
Yes.
You know, Asir is not a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Because a Muslim cannot be Asir.
Oh.
Asir is the one who is captured from the battlefield.
Okay.
And they are non-Muslims.
Okay.
And the third day, Lady Zahra Salamullah Alayha gave. And the third day, which is the hardest day,
yes,
because for 3 days they fasted,
yes,
and they gave it.
Yes.
And the third day, she gave it to a non-Muslim,
okay,
an Asir.
Okay.
This is the way they taught us that even if someone is in need of help, in need of, let's say, something, even if
he is not a Muslim,
and he is a captive who was captured from the battlefield.
Help him.
The enemy.
Yes.
Help him, even if that is the third day of breakfast.
Wow.
This
wow
is the two great lessons.
The
moral
best,
lessons
the best way in order to establish dialogue, you know, between Islam and
yeah,
the other
first
religions, truly.
Yeah.
The school of Father Prophet Muhammad, Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, and the Ahlul Bayt, you know, as are, they still call themselves all the sons of Fatima, as you know, and we know that Fatima and Zahra are among the, we can say, the most frequent names that are chosen for girls all across the world.
Exactly.
And all across the Islamic world, whether they are Sunni or Shia.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mohsen, for a nice elaboration regarding the character of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and what lessons today's women in the 21st century can take from her character. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa baliha wa baniha bi'adad ma ahata bihi ilmu.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and greetings to our Christian listeners on the eve of Christmas. Wish the West regards as the birthday anniversary of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, whom Islam considers as one of the five greatest messengers of God. Here we present you a prophecy about the advent of the last prophet by the virgin-born Messiah, as mentioned in the Gospel of St. Barnabas, one of the closest disciples of Jesus, which surprisingly has been removed from the present edition of the New Testament. Know, O Barnabas, that for this I must have great persecution, and shall be sold by one of my disciples, that is Judas Iscariot, for 30 pieces of money. Whereupon I am sure that he who shall sell me shall be slain in my name, for that God shall take me up from the earth, and shall change the appearance of the traitor, so that everyone shall believe him to be me. Nevertheless, when he dies an evil death, I shall abide in that dishonor for a long time in the world. But when Muhammad shall come, the holy messenger of God, that infamy shall be taken away, and this shall God do, because I have confessed the truth of the Messiah, who shall give me this reward, that I shall be known to be alive, to be a stranger to that death of infamy.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Cultural news. Social news. Scientific news. Artistic news. With delight.
Iran is famous for its hand-knotted carpets and ancient art which have been loved for centuries and are never going out of style despite changing tastes and increased competition from Asia. Striking geometric shapes that recall 20th century abstract art are what we expect to see in handmade Iranian rugs. But weavers and exporters have been forced to redesign a tradition dating back more than 2,000 years due to numerous problems. Carpet exporter Ahad Azimzadeh says, however, that a revolution is underway. Iranian rugs are known for dense, curving floral designs in rich colors. They were put on display in a recent exhibition that featured a rug with small squares of hypnotic diagonal blue and white lines and another depicting diamond and other patterns in gold silk. Some countries have overtaken Iran in the global market, but many say modern carpets will never replace the traditional ones which are deep-rooted in Iranian culture.
robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out the instructions to Flippy. Takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to offload. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants. On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats. A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Ershan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Ershan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Ershan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture and manufacturing.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge and how much power do you want to be able to draw from it. So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions, while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape, but the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
Ecuador's Galapagos National Park is testing different coral replanting methods in an effort to restore fragile underwater ecosystems around local islands.
These corals are important because they are recyclers in the ocean. They convert all the CO2 into oxygen. These corals are important because they are refuge, nurseries, and nursery areas for some fish species.
Coral reef die-offs affect the marine food supply chains and are considered a major climate tipping point. The experimental project is run by park rangers and volunteers in a bay on Santa Cruz Island. Since 2020, they have tested how corals reproduce when they are placed on surfaces like bricks, cement, or tied together in strong and metal frames. They're growing samples in a nursery before adding them to bay. The rangers are reporting improvements with the appearance of new fish near the replanted corals.
A free climber known as the French Spider-Man scales a 48-story skyscraper in Paris to fulfill a goal he set for himself once he reached the age of 60.
A few years back, I promised myself that the day I turn 60, I have to climb the total tower. Because 60 years old marks retirement age in France, and so I thought this would make a very good nod.
Alain Roberts says this building is not as hard as others he has climbed. The French Spider-Man has ascended over 100 of the world's tallest buildings, including the Sydney Tower, the Sears Tower in Chicago, and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, amongst many others. Roberts says he spent 2 decades climbing mountains before attempting urban climbs. Using his rock climbing experience, he sometimes carries a small bag of climbing chalk to help him grasp the small protrusions of building walls. Many of his climbs can last several hours. The 60-year-old daredevil says he wants to give people the message that age is a number and one can still be active and do sports. A Palestinian farmer has discovered an ancient Byzantine-era mosaic when preparing to plant an olive tree on his plot of land in the Gaza Strip. The farmer and his son have been carefully excavating the area for 3 months since spring. The pair dug out 3 patches, revealing glimpses of an ornate mosaic with intricate images of birds, flora, and tile patterns. Its full size is roughly 23 square meters. The discovery has set off excitement amongst archaeologists. Experts say it is one of the most well-preserved specimens with precision in graphics and richness in colors. According to archaeologists, the mosaic pavement dates back to the 5th and 7th centuries. Last month, another Palestinian farmer found a rare stone sculpture while working on his land, which dates back to around 2500 BC.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima.
Should be Lady Fatima.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 29th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's a good time to listen to Chapter Al-Kawthar from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar.
فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرْ.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It was said that Kawthar has a vast, inclusive meaning, which is goodness in abundance, and the examples are many. A large number of scholars believe that one of the most clear examples of that word is the auspicious existence of Lady Fatima Zahra, because the occasion of the revelation of the verse says that they accused the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny of being without offspring. But the Quran says, "Surely, O Muhammad, we have given you abundance of good, Al-Kawthar." This abundance of good is Lady Fatima alayha salam, of whom the descendants of the Prophet increased and thousands of them scattered in the world preaching his religion.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa Abi.
Dear brothers and sisters, this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is about Lady Fatima alayha salam. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet since her early childhood, lived with the great Islamic revolution which her father, the master of the creation, had led, and it made a destructive quake in the society of Medina. This great revolution aimed at destroying the Prophet's beliefs that were based on idolatry and polytheism. They worshipped idols away from their creator. They offered sacrifices for their lifeless idols and beseeched them to satisfy their needs. Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, was different from all women in her high qualities and noble characteristics that took her to the highest rank of virtue and perfection. She was an example of her father's morals and mentality. She resembled him in his deep faith in Allah, asceticism, and refraining from pleasures of this life.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. Fatimiyya are the days that usually the founders of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam mourn or establish the majalis of Aza for the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. There are two different periods of time that usually the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam have such kinds of majalis and assemblies that they try to talk about the excellences of this great lady of Islam, Fatima Salamu Alayha, daughter of the Holy Prophet and the wife of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The reason that there are two different times for the establishment of the Aza and mourning ceremonies is that there are two narrations for the date of her martyrdom. That is, one is saying, one claims that she passed away 75 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other series of narrations actually emphasize on 95 days after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Either one can be true, but usually Shia scholars believe that the second version, the second claim, is more close to reality, since there are different notions of history. But what is important to know is that Fatimiyya, these days of Aza, or majalis, or assemblies of Aza and mourning for the lady of Fatima salamu alayha alayha, have been the main component of the identity of Shiaism, in both terms of beliefs and in terms of rituals. And if this issue is going to be removed from the encyclopedia of Shiaism, the followers of the school of Ahl Bayt will undergo a great loss.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Let's listen a little more about Fatima's characteristics. Charity to the poor. Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, was charitable and too kind to the poor and deprived. She, her husband, and her two sons were meant by these Quranic verses, chapter 76, verses 8 to 9. And they give food out of love for him to the poor, the orphan, and the captive. We only feed you for Allah's sake. We desire from you neither reward nor thanks. Fatima, peace be upon her, mild wheat for her poor neighbors who were unable to do that. She carried water to her weak neighbors who could not get water. On the night of her wedding, Fatima had a new dress on. When she knew that a young woman from the Ansar could not find a dress to put on, she took off her wedding dress and gave it to that young woman. Fatima turned away from every material pleasures and preferred the satisfaction of Allah to everything.
استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And we're gonna hear a little about Fatima, the axis. The axis of creation. Numerous prophetic traditions state that the Messenger of Allah is the final cause of the creation. The Almighty Allah in a holy hadith says, had it not been because of you, I would have not created the creation. This is a well-established principle in Islamic philosophy and mysticism, since the Messenger of Allah is the most perfect creation of Allah and the creation is aimed at the peak of its perfection. It is due to this fact that Fatima is the axis of creation, for without her, the generation of the most perfect human, as the Messenger of Allah, would cease to continue. Similarly, spiritually, the existence of Fatima was the cause of the continuation of Islam until the Day of Judgment.
Comes to Imam al-Baqir in Medina. He's one of the Shias of the Imam. He says, Ya Ibn Rasulillah, O grandson of the Prophet, tell us a hadith about the greatness of your grandmother Fatima. Tell me something about the virtue and the merit of your grandmother that if I share it with other Shias, it will make them happy. Imam al-Baqir, he says, on the Day of Judgment, when Fatima al-Zahra is escorted to paradise, she will stand at the gate of Jannah, at the gate of paradise. Taltafitu. She will stop. She's being escorted to go into Jannah. She will stop and she will look behind her. She will look back. Fayaqulu Allah. Allah will say to her, Ya bint Habibi. Oh, the daughter of my beloved, meaning the daughter of the Prophet. Rasulullah is Habibullah. Maltifatuki wa qad amartu biki ila al-jannah. Why did you look back? Why did you stop when I have admitted you into my paradise? Fataqul ya Rabbi ahbabtu an yu'rafa qadri fi mithli hadha al-yawm. Oh Allah, I wanted people to know my right and my position on this day. She says, I wanted my worth, my right, my position to be known on this day. Allah will say to her, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهِ ارْجِعِي فَانْظُرِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ حُبُّ لَكِ أَوْ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ ذُرِّيَّتِكِ خُذِي بِيَدِهِ فَادْخُلِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Go back among the people and find anyone who loves you or loves any of your progeny and take them with you into Jannah. Imam al-Baqir, he says, فَوَاللَّهِ, I swear by God, إِنَّهَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ لَتَلْتَقِطُ شِعَتَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا كَمَا يَلْتَقِطُ الطَّيْرُ الْحَبَّ الْجَيِّدِ مِنَ الْحَبِّ الرَّدِيِّ. Imam al-Baqir, he says, I swear by God, she will go back among these trillions of people and she will handpick the lovers, her lovers and the lovers of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and she will pick them out in the same way a bird picks out the good seeds from the bad seeds. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to inspire our hearts with the love of Fatima alayhi salam.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha.
وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.